The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Someone stole a claw clip from me that wasn't mine. Let me explain. Good morning. Mysterious missing claw clip. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
A claw clip is a clip that was used in the 80s and 90s for hair, and it's very much back. I'm holding one in my hand. If you follow us on Instagram, you will see it. At Dana Cortez, at DJ Automatic, at Anthony A. Comedy. So this clip is in the parking garage where we pull in every day. I didn't see it. Otto said, hey, your clip is over there, your hair thing.
I park in the same parking spot every day.
And I said, right. What? And he said, that's got to be your claw clip. I went over there and it was not. It was not the same shape. It was a tortoise shell claw clip. But I thought to myself, you know what? That's a nice claw clip. I don't have a tortoise shell claw clip. So if it's there upon my return, it will be mine. And it was gone. I was so disappointed.
Thank God.
No, I should have taken it.
Why do you want to put somebody else's stuff in your hair?
But because I could wash it, Otto.
But it's a parking lot. You found it in a parking lot claw clip. I mean, I would support you finding it somewhere else and using it, but a parking lot claw clip?
So, hold on. It was not just on the ground, Anthony. It was up on a little concrete, a giant concrete stand, actually. You know, just left there.
Okay,
for someone.
Good. It wasn't on the concrete.
Can you imagine me picking something up from the ground
I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. Somebody picked that up off the ground and put it up on top of that.
You don't know that,
pedestal.
Otto. She could have taken it out of her hair and put it there.
No,
or maybe it was just on
It fell out of somebody's car and they picked it up off the ground and they put it up there.
I hope whoever.
And you wanted to put it in your hair.
I did. I hope whoever grabbed it was theirs.
I'm going to tell you right now, my mom taught me a lesson when I was a little kid.
What?
So one time I went to the park, I came home with a brand new baseball glove, and I was like, Mom, look what at this baseball glove that I found. And she was And she was like, you didn't find that, that's somebody's. And I was like, finders keepers, it was just there at the park. And she said, you're gonna turn around right now, you're gonna take that baseball glove back to where you found it. And if you go back the next day and it's still there, then maybe we can think about you can keep it. So I went back. I put it back to where I found it. Glove was gone by the next day.
You know the kid that lost that glove didn't take that. Somebody else got it. See, that's what I'm saying.
We don't
somebody
know to this day, but I have a clear conscience.
Okay.
I think there's a little bit of a difference within the stories from the unused baseball glove or unclaimed baseball glove to the claw clip.
Again, what are the differences?
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is it's a young kid thing. You know, you're a kid. You're also pretty dirty too, right? Automatic, right? And I know Dana Cortez. As you have mentioned that a few times, you guys live next to some nighttime ballerinas, so I'm not sure if that claw clip had a little glitter residue.
No, that was here at work. Whoever had that claw clip on is a businesswoman, okay? Not that the ballerinas at
nighttime
ballerinas.
Yeah, if it came out of our parking lot,
too.
I would have been a little more worried about that.
I wouldn't have touched that claw clip. All I'm thinking is I should have grabbed the claw clip and you should have clipped that glove. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
Shout out to the claw clip, though, for being an amazing back scratcher.
Isn't it amazing? It's so good. It's like itch. I'm scratching my hand right now. What do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
Wendy's has a great new deal. You can get the classic or spicy 10-piece nugget for $1.99 when you order on the app.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I love their spicy nuggets.
There's something going on with nuggets right now because Burger King's got some nugget deals coming out and McDonald's has some coming too.
Because everybody wants to take out McDonald's nuggets. Nobody's ever gonna take out the nugs at McDonald's. They're so good. If I found one of those on the ground, I might pick one up. They're so good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
After you have a baby, things change in a relationship. Naturally, they're supposed to change. But what if your person is no longer attracted to you? What if they're not wanting to get close to you? We're breaking down the down of the DM. Alexandra, she hit me up and she's like, you know, Terrence and I, that's her man, obviously, had a baby and he's just acting differently. He doesn't want to be close to me anymore. She did catch him before she had the baby. She caught him, you know, just kind of flirting with somebody on Instagram. I pretended to be this woman, Renee, and it did not go down in the DM. You're going to ruin this moment talking to me like that. I called
I don't know you, lady. Like, how'd you get my number?
I got my ways. I see you. You come like my stuff, and I wanted to talk to you.
Did Alexandra put you up to this or something? Oh,
Terrence, who is Alexandra? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. That's my girl, and this is something like her crazy do.
Okay, so right then I started thinking, what is going on? And then they had a pretty spicy back and forth.
Why don't we have anymore, Terrence?
What are you doing?
Answer me, Terrence. Why don't you want me anymore?
No. Why would you do this? You're like crazy.
Hey, I don't think this is crazy, Terrence. I just think she's really insecure. You know, she had the baby. Trust me, I know. And she doesn't understand why you've lost interest in her. You know, you used to have this incredible sexy time life, and now what's happening?
No, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this over the phone. I got to go.
So they just started arguing. You know, the baby is still in their bedroom. There's a lot going on in this relationship.
That's the first thing they need to do is get the baby out the bed.
Yeah, Otto, I think so. I think that is true. But, you know, first-time parents, you have all these feelings of paranoia. You know, when you met me, I'd already had two daughters. So I was seasoned.
I already knew.
And I probably
would have wanted to have the baby in the bed, but...
I mean, you want the cats in the bed. Yeah.
So, I did not want the cats on the bed.
You did.
No, I don't.
That little piece of litter. I said, I told you. Like, damn it, I don't want the cats on the bed. I told you. All right, let's talk to Sense. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Sense, what are your thoughts on this conversation? It's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot, but I'm on her side. Mm-hmm. I agree that something is really off because for my husband, he won't leave me alone. When I was pregnant, he won't leave me alone. When I had the baby, I was like, we gotta wait this week. Like, he won't leave me alone, and I wish he would, right? So that really shows, like, how everyone's different, but a year is a very long time.
I would be suspicious
because forget about all the baby in the bed, baby not in the bed stuff. My kids, we have a 5 and a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. They're in our bed. We move. We're in the bathroom floor. We're everywhere.
Wherever. You know? Yeah. So, wherever you got to go, you got to go, Sense. It doesn't, you got to make it work. And, you know, I would feel also insecure. Now, I don't know about you, Sense, but, you know, and not everybody has this happen, but my body changed a lot. I got a lot of stretch marks. Yes. You know, we give up our entire bodies to bring life into the world. And so if Otto suddenly was uninterested in me, I would feel like, well, I must not be attractive anymore.
Well, that wasn't the case.
No.
I know, but I mean, like, turn the lights off. Like, sometimes I feel like, well, right? This is not it. Just turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights and light a candle. Yeah, do like, who told us to turn off the lights? Was it Al Green? I don't remember. Call your grandmother. She knows how to do it.
I bet she does.
We talked about this since my grandmother-in-law, Otto's grandmother, came to stay with us right after we got married. But she gave me so much incredible advice. One of the things she said is your relationship with Otto is first before your children, before your job, before anything.
Which I did not understand at first.
I didn't either. And she said, if you are not happy as a couple, you cannot be good parents. You cannot be good at work. You cannot do anything well. The number one thing is you and him, and everything else will fall in place. Take a vacation without the kids. Do things without your children. And man, oh man, was she right. And she was married 55 years.
Right. Yeah, and she had 11 kids.
Right. I tend to get carried away, and I wanted the kids. You know, my husband's like, what about me? Like, I'm there first.
Yeah. And it's not him. It's about you and him. It's about your togetherness and remembering why you got married in the first place. Coco, when you had your first child, do you remember the way your partner acted? Was there a bit of a difference after you gave birth?
Oh, my gosh. There was a huge difference.
Oh.
It was different for me than it was for him. I agree with everything else that y'all have been saying. Mm-hmm. For him, all of a sudden, I was like, I don't know, Superwoman, Catwoman. He could not stay away from me. I brought life that was his into this world, and I can't keep that man away. I have to beat him off the stick.
Whoa.
But what I will say that we haven't really talked about is that from my end, like, especially right after having my kids, my body was for a different purpose. Like, I don't know if that's a chemical, hormonal thing or whatnot, but as much as he wanted me, I'm like, no, I'm supposed to feed these kids. Everything in me was like all about the babies.
I think it is natural. I think it's natural. I do believe that because I know for a fact the doctor told my grandmother early on, like, a woman should wait a few years between children. It takes that long for your body to go back.
My mom did not listen to that advice.
I know. Because your daddy didn't listen to that advice.
4 kids in 5 years.
Otto. And like Coco's saying, there's something about in certain people, because Otto was the same way. I know exactly what you're talking about. After I had Ava-matic, it was a little different at first. But there was something about me bringing his child's, you know, his child into the world that he found attractive.
One thing that happened after you had the baby, and I don't know if this happened to other men, I missed her belly.
My husband too, yes.
Yeah, and I'm not like into the pregnant women thing or anything like that.
Stop.
I just was like so like I longed for the belly. I don't know why.
And I didn't, but I understand. I do remember you rubbing my flat tummy
and being like,
saying,
"What happened?"
Like, I really miss your stomach, and I was like, "That's weird." But anyway, okay. What changed after you gave birth? Was it difficult to get things back the way they were, or did they get even better? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up now. Let's share your story when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This down in the DM really has us having some deep conversations. After you have a baby, your body changes. Some people get stretch marks. I look like you could find the map to anywhere you want to go on my tummy. Like, you know, my body changed. Mm. It's just part of what happens, not to every woman. Mercedes, how did things change and how did you get them better or back to what they were after you had your first child or second or third or whatever?
With my first husband, the kids never slept with us from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through postpartum depression really bad.
Oh, and Mercedes.
I kept using that as an excuse. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's that. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up splitting 10 and a half years later. I told him I fell out of love. So it was actually the other way with me.
Wow.
I didn't want nothing to do with him. I ended up remarrying. And now it's funny because I've been listening to y'all's show for about 2 weeks now. And I'm like, man, it hits every morning. Every morning. I'm like, I feel like I'm in this. I'm wondering with my own husband, like, what's going on? I need to put him in my show.
Are these people spying on us?
That man is a good man.
What is happening? There's women who experienced this, and Mercedes, you just said you experienced it. It had nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. It was everything my body was experiencing. It had nothing to do with anybody else except me. And it took me so long to feel that connection again. And then I just felt so ashamed. I'm feeling like that right now of having felt that way about my own children. Yeah. Like, how in the world could I
struggle with it today with my two little ones? So
yeah, Mercedes, it's hard, right? Because you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I love these children, but there was that moment I just didn't feel that way. It was horrible. It was horrible. Mm-hmm.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're about to hear from an expert describe the injuries that Tupac sustained when he was shot. Everybody's talking about this because of the trial, right? And we're also, I'm going to tell you why. Now more than ever, I'm convinced Diddy was involved. Okay. Ooh, but first, okay. Keefe D's scrapbook. The prosecution is talking about it because they found it inside, obviously, of his home.
Hold on.
What?
He had a scrapbook?
Yes. I guess it was in the scrapbook, Otto.
Gangsters got scrapbooks now?
Yeah. You know what? It was all about Tupac being shot in Vegas.
Oh.
Everything. Paper, newspaper. Damn, I hadn't read a newspaper in so long. From newspaper clippings to the cover of Vibe magazine.
Oh.
He had everything.
Yeah, so it's kind of like some kind of like...
You know how serial killers keep their trophy?
Yes.
Creepy. Mm. Okay. Now, before I tell you why I think the whole Diddy connection is even more prevalent now, I want you to hear the expert that was recently on Nancy Grace describing what happened to Pac.
The injuries that he sustained, these things, I think, at one level could have been potentially survivable if he had only been hit once. Is this round that passed through him entered right below his right armpit. Remember, he's the passenger in the car. It traverses from right to left and actually nails his lung. So the lung collapses. He's also got a round that passes through his right thigh and up into his bowel. When you start to get into the bowel, you couple that with the lung, you've got multiple locations where you're bleeding out from. It would have taken a miracle for him to survive, but yet he lingered for 6 days there in that hospital before he was finally pronounced dead.
I believe Tupac did not want to die. He was so strong. He was trying to hold on. And doctors did everything they could.
I remember when this happened, I didn't think he was going to be dead. I didn't think he would die. I really did.
Because he'd been shot before.
He'd been shot, like, he had the incident where he had been shot before, and then he had the incident with the cops where he had shot at them. And I was like, oh, this is just another something that's going on Tupac. I remember thinking, I was like, gosh, he's going to be even bigger.
Like some kind of Superman, right? He's too strong. That's what a lot of people thought. You know, you mentioned the elevator incident when Diddy was present, right? When he was shot the first time. Remember that happened in the studio?
Yeah.
It was even the studio. Okay.
In New York.
Okay, listen to this. The 40 caliber Glock 22 that was used to shoot him in New York in a studio was never recovered. Guess what kind of gun was used in Las Vegas?
Oh.
40 caliber Glock 22, never recovered. According to Keefe D and everything that happened back then, it was given to him by Diddy. And he said it was the same gun used in New York.
Man, what a wild just way things played out. If Diddy goes straight from his other trial to being tried for this.
I don't know why he wouldn't. All right, we're going to keep you updated. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.